This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. North Korea has successfully launched a rocket into orbit. The country says the rocket put a weather satellite into space, but there are concerns that the technology could help North Korea carry a nuclear warhead. There could be a UN Security Council meeting about the launch as soon as today, but what more can be done to stop a country that is already living under extensive economic sanctions? The BBC's Lucy Williamson joins us from Seoul, South Korea, to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning there, Jeremy.
Well, it doesn't seem like any outside pressure is working here to stop North Korea from doing these tests.
That's right, and we can't say that the international community hasn't tried. There are already a range of sanctions on North Korea, and they haven't worked, particularly as we can see from this morning's launch. What's useful to note is that China, which was the one country that was seen to have some influence over Pyongyang, also is failing at the moment to have much influence over launches like this.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned China, because I was reading that China is still doing a lot of trade with North Korea.
That's right. China's in a unique position because it is really the only major ally that Pyongyang has. It's also a member of the Security Council, of course. So China has a responsibility to impose the sanctions that it itself passed in the Security Council, but it also does provide a lot of investment and aid to North Korea, particularly as the other supports for the regime have dripped away. So other avenues have dried up for North Korea, and China has become increasingly important.
Well, I'm sure that in the coming days we're going to hear lawmakers here in the U.S. and around the world call for tightening the screws with these sanctions on North Korea. Is there anything more that could be done economically to try to stop North Korea from going forward with things like this?
It's very difficult. What we believe the Security Council will be considering is whether to expand the sanctions, for example, on specific companies, specific people in North Korea. But individual countries like the United States, for example, already have much wider sanctions on North Korea than the Security Council can get past. And then, of course, you have to impose them. We have been hearing reports here in Korea that China has become far more active in cracking down on some of the trade routes that North Korea uses through Chinese territory. But by and large, what the Security Council has in front of it at the moment is pretty much what it's had in front of it before.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson joining us from Seoul, South Korea. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.